It's Saturday, March 16th. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. St. Patrick's Day weekend. I am still doing a little bit of busy work before finishing up for the weekend festivities. And I just wanted to tell you what I'm working on right now. As you know, we run Rockland News and so on. We rely a tad, we'll say, on AI to help augment our writing capabilities and research, get some accuracy going. And there's detractors and there's protractors and there's just farm tractors. But I got to tell you, it is a really fun tool. And we have been experimenting over the last week and a half with individual creation of GPTs. I'm not going to get into the verbiage of this, but ChatGPT basically has a capability where you can build individual chatbots with custom instructions for each. So I'm basically like pouring in some information for a specific GPT that's going to be completely facts-based and help to augment some of the reporters that are doing stuff for us, because as you know, reporting never ends. And sometimes there's a lot of information that comes to the human reporter all in one shot. So I'm building something this weekend that is going to help augment the writing capabilities of each of the reporters. And for those of you that are not in the news business, maybe you're in just writing emails business, or you're writing grants, or you're maybe doing some research for the organization that you work for, yada, 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 yada. Basically, everybody's got a different task that they need to perform when they're doing work, and hopefully it's a worthy endeavor. But I am telling you, if you haven't done it yet, go on to ChatGPT and mess around with it. There's really good instructions. And look, the thing isn't like the dawn of the apocalypse or anything like that. I mean, you know, like there's a lot more right now crises that, you know, as a world and as a nation and even in your local backyard, you got to deal with. This is not something that's going to suddenly be Skynet from Terminator. Go on, try it out. I'm telling you, it is a very valuable tool. You know, and if you're in advertising and writing up content for websites like we are, it's even better. But that's neither here nor there. I know those of you that are listening to this podcast aren't in that field, at least not 97% of you, and that's cool. But I definitely highly recommend that you check it out. And we're doing a free AI course that we're doing on March 28th. I do it every year. It's called the State of the Web Address. It's free. We're going to have guest speakers as usual. We've been doing it since, I believe, 2012, 2013. It's a play on words, but this time we're going to, and we did this last year, we're going to do another tutorial about AI. We're going to have some really fine guest speakers that will be announced shortly. You can sign up for it by going to rockland.ai.com. Follow the instructions. We'll send you the Zoom link. Again, it's 100% free, F-R-E-E. And I hope it's enjoyable for you. My goal is, well, look, there's a concept out there. It's called E/ACC. It's a little, you know, it's like, all right, it's a little bit too out there in left field for me. But the idea is that accelerating technology in order for the advancement of human society is not necessarily a bad thing. There's got to be checks and balances, like everything has to be. But, you know, we're not dealing with anything that's alive here, people. This will help to augment what we can do in real life. But, you know, we always have to have the brakes and the acceleration in check. So check it out. Go to rockland.ai. Hope you have a great weekend. Again, happy St. Patrick's Day. Sláinte for those that are celebrating. And we'll catch you on Monday for another episode of Work Smarter, Not Harder. Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Some of you that have heard this podcast before might know that I'm quite the connoisseur of Latin American food. And if you're like me and you like a good sit-down restaurant with great Latin American cuisine, check out Fiesta Acapulco, located in Stony Point, New York. By golly, they have the best Latin American food in Stony Point by far. And some of the dishes, I mean, obviously empanadas and quesadillas and so on, but the steak and shrimp, perfectly seasoned. You definitely don't want to miss dining out with your friends or significant other. Just a great atmosphere. And they also have a catering hall, one part of the restaurant, where you can bring in 30 or 50 people for a birthday party or a special event. And also the nightlife is starting to kick in a little bit there too. If you go there on like, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, it's a really festive atmosphere. And certainly bringing in the Latin American flavor, dance, and music. So check them out. You could go online at FiestaAcapulcoNY.com. And again, they're located in Stony Point, New York. And if you see Jose, one of the owners, tell him Tom sent you.